28th of November, 1935. Talk number 104. Mr. Kesorilal, an officer of the Railway Board, Government of India, hails from Delhi. He looks simple, gentle, and dignified in behavior. He has a gastric ulcer and has arranged for his board and lodging in the town. 5 years ago, he took up the study of devotional literature. He is a bhakta of Sri Krishna. He could feel Krishna in all that he saw. Krishna often appeared to him and made him happy. His work was going on without any effort on his part. Everything seemed to be done for him by Krishna himself. Later, he came in contact with a Mahatma who advised him to study Vedanta and take to devotion to formless being. He has since read about 700 books of philosophy and Vedanta, including the Upanishads, Astravakra, Avadhuta, and Srimad Bhagavad Gita. He has also studied Sri Bhagavan's works in English and is much impressed by them. Once when he was in the jaws of death, no other thought haunted him but that he had not yet visited Sri Bhagavan in his life, so he has come here on a short visit. He prays only for Sri Bhagavan's touch and his grace. The master said to him, "I am Atman. Atman is the Guru, and Atman is grace also. No one remains without the Atman. He is always in contact. No external touch is necessary." Devotee, "I understand. I do not mean external touch." Maharshi, "Nothing is more intimate than the Atman." Devotee, "Again, Sri Krishna appeared to me 3 months back and said, 'Why do you ask me for Nirakara Upasana? It is only the self in all and all in the self.'" Maharshi, "That contains the whole truth. Even this is indirect. There is, in fact, nothing but the Atman. The world is only a projection of the mind. The mind originates from the Atman. So Atman alone is the one being." Devotee, "Yet it is difficult to realize." Maharshi, "There is nothing to realize. It is the eternal, pure, aware, and liberated state. It is natural and eternal. There is nothing new to gain. On the other hand, a person must lose his ignorance. That is all. This ignorance must be traced to its origin. To whom is this ignorance? Of what is one ignorant? There are the subject and the object. Such duality is characteristic of the mind. The mind is from the Atman." Devotee, "Yes, ignorance itself cannot exist." He finally surrendered, saying, quote, "Just as a doctor learns what is wrong with the patient and treats him accordingly, so may Sri Bhagavan do with me," unquote. He also said that he had lost all inclination to study books and learn from them. Talk number 105. From the Chandogya Upanishad, "By knowing which all the unknown becomes known." Madhava Swami, Bhagavan's attendant, asked, "Are there 9 methods of teaching the Mahavakya Tattvam Asi in the Chandogya Upanishad?" Maharshi, "No, not so. The method is only one." Udalaka started teaching there is only being, illustrating it with Sweta Kesu's fast. 1. Sat, the being in the individual, is made obvious by the fast. 2. This sat being is similar in all, as honey gathered from different flowers. 3. There is no difference in the sat of individuals, as illustrated by the state of deep sleep. The question arises, if so, why does not each know it in sleep? 4. Because the individuality is lost, there is only sat left. Illustration: rivers lost in the ocean. If lost, is there sat? 5. Surely, as when a tree is pruned, it grows again. That is the sure sign of its life. But is it there even in that dormant condition? 6. Yes, take the instance of salt and water. The presence of the salt in water is subtle. Though invisible to the eye, it is recognized by other senses. How is one to know it? What is the other means? 7. By inquiry. As the man left in the Gandhara forest regained his home. 8. In evolution and involution, in manifestation and resolution, sat alone exists. The light merges in the supreme. 9. An insincere person is hurt by the touch of fire test. His sincerity is brought out by the fire. Sincerity is self-evident. A true man or a self-realized man remains happy without being affected by the false appearances, namely the world, birth and death, etc., whereas the false or ignorant person is miserable.